The prospect was unlimited, but exceedingly monotonous and forbidding, not the slightest variety that I could see. "Well, what's the report?" said Peleg, when I came back. "What did you see?" "Not much," I replied. "Nothing but water. Considerable horizon, though, and there's a squall coming up, I think." "Well, what dost thou think, then, of seeing the world? Do you wish to go round Cape Horn to see any more of it, eh? Can't you see the world where you stand?" I was a little staggered, but go a-whaling I must, and I would, and the Pequod was as good a ship as any, I thought the best. And all this I now repeated to Peleg. Seeing me so determined, he expressed his willingness to ship me. "And thou mayest as well sign the papers right off," he added. "Come along with ye." And so saying, he led the way below deck into the cabin. Seated on the transom was what seemed to me a most uncommon and surprising figure,